Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Given all the negativity in the news reports that bombard us, it's easy to think the world is stuck in its problems. But yesterday on Morning Prayer, we looked at a Bible story detailing how the Hebrew people were freed from their problems when it looked very unlikely. But there's a little more to the story. When the people tried to rebuild their temple, symbolic of their efforts to live godlike lives rather than get sucked into more and more evil, some religious and governmental organizations tried to stop them. The king who had freed the Hebrews was no longer around, so they appealed to the new king, saying what they were doing was legal and right. They even said the king could go look it up, which he did. He ordered a search of the old scrolls full of laws, and there was the decree from the previous king. So with that solid backing, the temple was built. Good and holy lives were lived, with the king's declaration that the foundations thereof be strongly laid. While you might not find it in the records of any legislature, there's an established law today, too, that we can live good and holy lives, overcoming any opposition that arises. All we need to do is commit ourselves to God. May we all find today, as the psalmist said centuries ago, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Amen.